All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton, and we're rolling into December, y'all. Hashtag justice for Haley. Going to continue it today. I need you to really, really, really pay attention to everything that is said, and I'll highlight some of it for you after I play the clips, the audio clips. Now, the entire video is over 2 hours on this one, and I'm going to play the first part and then another small part, and then I'll play part of the interrogation, and then we'll stop it and pick it up again next week because it's long. But the parts I'm going to be playing are probably for today, maybe, or like 30, 40 minutes or something like that, and I'll talk about it. But Patreon and Convicts, you're going to get the full videos put up and plus more stuff from the case put up. And if y'all want to see all the different body cams and everything that's happened this far and the crime scene photos, et cetera, go to patreon.com and search Real Life Real Crime, or go to the Real Life Real Crime community app, download it free from the app store, and everything's in the app for what we affectionately call the Convicts. Now, this is a tough story, y'all. And, you know, and Haley's family's hurting every day. We've gained so much traction because y'all are liking and sharing it and talking about it. And we need to continue to do that. So just feel free to comment, post anywhere, tell anyone you want to about it, because when we get to the end of it, we're going to need everyone's help. All right. So when I left you last, Brooks Cleary had been brought to the police station, and the officer brings him into the interrogation room and unhandcuffs him, and he has a seat. And so we're going to pick up on the audio of that right now. It's really short, maybe 30 seconds or so. And what I'm going to play that audio for you now. Okay, so the officer brings him in. He takes the handcuffs off of him. Brooks is in a little short sleeve. I forget. It's like an athletic shirt type thing. It's white with the red and the blue. I think it's a Champion shirt. And the detective comes in and says, hey, we'll be with you in a few minutes. And they sit him down, right? So what you can't see in the audio, and is what a lot of what's being cut out, is him sitting in the interrogation room. Now, that's an old cop tactic, right? You're going to let the dude sit as long as you can. Meanwhile, you're watching, of course, on cameras, et cetera, seeing how he's reacting and how he's acting. And Brooks is just hanging out at the table and, you know, leans forward some on the table and leans back and just hanging out nonchalant, like it's another day at the office for him. And, you know, he never asked when they took the cuffs off of him, never asked about Haley, never asked the detective about Haley, never said, hey, why am I here? You know, nothing. All right. And at some point during this first hour that he's sitting, the detective, a male detective, enters the room with a female detective who's more like a crime scene investigator, I would guess. And I'm going to play this audio for you now. Now, listen to, I want, really, really want you to listen to why they're in the room and Brooks Cleary's interaction with them. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Detective Newey's, Detective Mason. Very sorry about everything you're going through tonight. So, part of our protocol on a scene. Anytime we have a gun go off, we do a little swap.
No, I didn't have a gun go off.
Okay. Oh, well, on scene, we did find something that we just believe that could have happened. So what this is just a little residue kit. We're just going to swipe your hands. It takes 10 seconds to swipe each one.
Okay.
And it's part of protocol when we have an investigation like this, all right?
Well, so, but yeah, no, no gun went off.
Like, okay. Ever. So, I'll be back in here to talk about everything that happened, and we'll have some questions for you.
Yeah, I was just confused by that.
Yeah, it came out as a medical call, so.
Yes.
But, like I said, as part of our protocol, we have an investigation like this, it's like a quick swab, it's painless,
right.
And we'll be in and out. Right. And after that, we'll be back in here to, ask some questions about everything that happens.
Okay.
So I'm just going to fill this out real quick.
Cool.
Have you washed your hands or anything?
No.
Okay.
After I did this, could I use the restroom possibly?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, get your water, food, or anything else you need to do?
Yeah, no, I just need to go to the bathroom.
Honestly. Okay, yeah.
So, pretty quick, you can go use the
Michigan, but I was never good at it.
Really?
Yeah. Why the worst look?
Yeah. I love hunting.
Do you have a good spot you hunt at?
Yeah, I have a couple hundred acres down in Alabama.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is it, do you own it, or?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple hundred acres?
Yeah, it's called the Fagan Plantation. Like, it used to be owned by the Fagan family, but then we bought it, like, 25 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, like, we got this big thing. We have a big windmill farm and everything. It's super cool.
I know about 200 people that'd be super jealous of you right now. All right, same thing, just your left hand now.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, once I dab that, just flip it over and I'll do your
other side. Okay, yeah.
test for COVID?
Well, no, I haven't gone to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Based on your symptoms, you think you have it?
I've had it like 3 times so far. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hell of a thing.
Hang in there.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code RLRC. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Whether that's Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Look, y'all, you know I have trouble sleeping. I take the Sleepy Time gummy. I take a quarter of one before I go to sleep, and I sleep hard all night long. Never even move, wake up feeling fresh as a daisy. So listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium federal legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into that perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RLRC. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RLRC when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Jeez Louise.
All right, y'all. You just heard the detective come in. Now, this is a different one than the initial detective. And he's a younger guy. And he comes in with a blonde-headed, I guess she's a CSI, but he introduces her as a detective. And they talk to Brooks about taking a GSR test, gunshot residue test. He's like, sure, I'll take it. And laughing and carrying on. Motherfucker never asked why. He never asked why. If you're going to take a gunshot residue test from me, you better believe I'm asking why, right? And I want to know what the fuck, what, why are you taking, you know, looking for gunshot residue on my hands? But, I mean, he's laughing. You know, talk a little bit about hunting and it's just stupid shit. And they go through the paperwork and they do the test on him. Never, not one single word about Haley. Doesn't that strike you as weird? And he even talks about COVID, having COVID, or, and the detective's like, well, did you get tested for COVID? It's like, no, but I had it, and, but it's been a couple weeks ago or whatever. And then he asks to go to the bathroom. They said, you need anything? Yeah, I need to go to the bathroom. Take him to the bathroom, comes back, and at some point the detective comes in and throws him a face mask, you know, COVID shit, I guess. Brooks does some coughing after that, which is the first time. Now, all the audio, a lot of it, unless you're a convict or a patron, you didn't get to hear it. But him sitting in the back of the car, he didn't cough, all right? I'm not saying his cough's not real. I'm just saying he did a lot of coughing and a little bit of wheezing or whatever. But the one thing he didn't do was sound fucked up in any way, shape, or form. He didn't sound like he's under the influence of anything. And again, the one thing he never does is ask about Haley or why he is there. Just a fact. And I mean, it is what it is. So they let him sit. Again, you won't hear that audio. They let him sit for a while, which is typical. It's standard. And he's just hanging out, you know, not, hey, why am I in here? What the fuck's going on? Da 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 da. None of that. Just hanging out. And sometime later, the door opens and these two detectives walk in. Now, one, obviously, as a senior ranking detective, he's older, balding, or mostly bald, and he sits directly across from Brooks, and they bring in a chair. He sits directly across from Brooks, and then the other one is the younger one that assisted in the gunshot residue test, and he sits almost next to Brooks, right? They're at a round table. And I'm going to play this audio for you now, but I need you to listen. Now, they're doing the right thing, and I'll explain it afterwards, okay? So I'm going to play this audio now.
You live in what apartment was it?
I'm so
same time. Cleary, you got family here? You from here?
Yeah, I'm from here. I've been born and raised.
In Marietta?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that name. What high school did you go to?
I went to Marietta.
Marietta High School?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what year did you graduate?
That would be 2020.
You in college right now?
No. Not yet.
you told me you were about to what do you do?
I do Andretti's, like, I work in Andretti's, like, that little go-karting, like,
oh, yeah, okay.
On the shaft down there.
Where's it, Roswell, that one?
Yeah, it's right down there, like, underneath that bridge, you know, like,
okay.
Right before you get to it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I work down there, I'm a chef.
You're a chef?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. How's that? Enjoying it?
It's terrible, honestly.
I feel like every chef
100 degrees inside there, like, all the time, it's horrible.
I ask that question, because, like, every chef, I ask that question too, they say the same thing. How long have you been there?
I've been there for probably about 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months. Okay. Haley, that's your
fiance.
Your fiance?
Yes.
How long have you guys been in the same apartment together?
About almost 4.5 years.
4.5 years?
Yeah.
Have you guys moved from one apartment to another apartment, or 4.5 years?
Yeah, it was, like, literally right across the road that we moved from. So, like, it was an apartment that was smaller than ours right now.
Uh-huh.
And we moved to, like, a bigger one.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
More space.
Same complex, but, like, different apartment.
Okay. Gotcha. How do you guys meet?
I met her through my friend Mazda.
Mazda?
Yeah.
That's the name?
Yeah, it's like the car.
how long ago was it?
Oh, must have been like 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
How do you know her?
How did he know her?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. She was the girl that he was dating. Like, she was her best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some of her arrangements. Did she live around here?
Yeah.
Did she go to Marietta High School?
No.
What school did she go to?
I think it was, what's that one? Starts with a W.
Was it a private school, or?
Yeah, it was one of those private
schools. Walker?
Walker, yeah.
where's the family live now?
Well, still around the area. I'm trying to think of the road. Chickapoo Drive.
Chickapoo or Chickapee?
Chickapoo.
Is that in the city, Marietta?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like down Dallas Highway or something. He does, because, like, we were eating Domino's, and he got this chicken, and it was, like, mango in it? Because that's what I always ask if I eat something that, like, tastes tropical.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, dude. He, like, ran outside. He was like, throw it up. Throw it up. Do I need to take you to the hospital? And I was like, no.
You got Maz's phone number?
Well, yeah, it'd be on my phone, but I don't have it.
What is did he go to school with you?
Yeah.
At Marriott High School?
No, not at Marriott. He went to, I think, Lassiter. Okay. But we met through, like, a football game, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the last name?
It'd be, like, D, A, V, O, I, D, I.
Try to pronounce that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, does he come over a lot?
No, not often, but, like, I guess every once in a while, yeah.
When's the last time?
Probably, like, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Do you have a lot of visitors in your apartment?
No.
No?
No.
You gotta kind of keep yourself.
Well, I would say other than maintenance, yeah, no.
Okay.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so the reason we're here is obviously the reason why we responded to your apartment and everything. So we just want to hear everything that happened. Try not to leave out no details, just like from the very beginning to us right here at the table, just like walk us through the entire day.
Right.
And go even like further back, like when you first woke up, just tell us everything that happened.
Last 24 hours or so.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think. So, well, me and my fiance woke up. We usually go into the living room and watch like a little bit of Family Guy or something like that.
You got some early risers or?
No. We woke up at like 11:30, 11:45. So,
where is she? Was she working?
Yeah, she works. She's the assistant manager of that Rocket Fizz. The little candy store on the square.
Yeah.
So, we woke up. Trying to think exactly what we did. Watched a little bit of TV, played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption.
One or two.
Okay.
I just bought that yesterday.
Yeah. It's like the best game ever. So, played a little bit of that, made a little bit of food, took out some trash, cleaned up the apartment a little bit. That's pretty much all we did. We watched, like, TikToks and YouTube shorts all day.
Kind of a chill Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just hung out.
So she didn't work today?
No, she didn't work today.
You didn't have to work today?
No, I didn't have to work today.
How old is Haley?
She is 21. She just turned 21.
And how old are you?
20.
Okay. You all lived together at that apartment for 4 years?
Yeah.
Ever
since we were, like, little. She lived with me, before I was even, like, of age. Like, me and my mom were okay with Haley staying with us for a while.
Did your mom live in that apartment?
No, this was, like, when we were living at her house, my mom's house.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in that apartment tonight that we were at tonight?
I'd say probably like 4 years. Probably 4 years. Probably
apartment?
Mine.
So, kind of chill day, you guys are relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
My favorite kind of day. keep going from that point.
Okay, so, we're watching TikToks, and then we, took a shower, and then,
what time did you take a shower?
Sheesh. Say probably like 6-ish. If I had to guess, I'm not really sure. I wasn't looking at the clock. But yeah, probably like 6-ish.
Did y'all eat anything?
No.
You didn't have any breakfast or lunch?
No. Not that I can recall, at least. We're not like very big on eating, you know?
Yeah, we'll have night dinner.
We'll have like ramen every once in a while, or we'll have like soup.
Did y'all ever leave the apartment?
Yeah, today, yeah. We went to QT because our water was like on the fritz, so we had to go get some ice water from QT. I think that was it.
Which one did you go to?
The one right down the road. Like,
okay. Right. What time did you do that?
Shoot. I couldn't really even tell you, honestly.
Before you took a shower or after?
Probably before, yeah. Before.
Did y'all both go inside?
What?
Did y'all both go to
QT? No. Just her. She went inside. I stayed in the car.
Okay.
What, how long after you woke up did you guys go?
It was honestly about like 2 or 3 hours after we woke up.
Okay.
Yeah. Because our water hadn't been working since yesterday, so.
I think they have it in my apartment 2 days ago, but I can't count that go.
Yeah, I guess these pipes just keep freezing over.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so after the shower, what did y'all do?
Usually we just sit back down on the futon, like, I can imagine us doing anything other than that, like, honestly. So, sit down on the futon, watch a few more, like, YouTube videos, a few more TikToks, stuff like that.
Does she play games with you?
Yeah, she plays Red Dead with me. She, she's not very good at it, but she tries.
So, did y'all talk to anybody tonight?
No.
Did anybody come over, knock on the door, or anything?
No.
Okay.
Talk to him on the phone or anything?
I talked to my mom.
What time was that?
It must have been like. Probably like 8. Sent a lot of text messages at like 8, I'd say.
What did y'all talk about?
Just my sister and everything, because she's entirely autistic, so that's like the big concern in our family, is how's my sister doing?
How old is she?
She's 32, but she's got like the mind of like a 4-year-old, so.
Between the shower and talking to your mom that sticks out to you, or you guys just hang out?
Yeah, pretty much just hanging out, man.
Okay. What about after that?
Hmm?
What about after that?
I guess we got in like a argument over like bills or something like that. I guess it had to have been bills. persisting about the bills, and I was like, it's okay, like, I know that my job hasn't been, like, exactly covering your end, like, because she does pay, like, a bit more than I do, but I was like, I know that you might be paying a little bit more, but, like, I am trying to make up my end, and she was like, okay, well, like, I just don't get why you're, like, not able to do it, like, all the time, like, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, I don't know, like, it's not my fault.
Yeah, you just started, right? Say like 4 months ago at Andretti?
Yeah. And it's like, they got me doing prep work and everything, like, and, like, my schedule is just, like, as they want to make it, you know? It's not like I have a predetermined schedule.
Yeah, the service business for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you guys are arguing about bills.
Yeah.
And just going from there after, how long did the argument last? You got going at it?
Probably like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
So, a short little argument?
Yeah. It's like back and forth.
It's pretty normal. Okay. After the argument? We're here for more serious stuff.
No, I'm aware.
We don't care about that.
I'm aware.
outside?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay. What do you remember about, like, your interaction with the police and everything?
I remember they were like, what happened? And I told them what happened. And then they were like, okay, well, let me just get your hands behind your back. And I was like, okay. So I put my hands behind my back.
During the domestic?
Huh?
During the domestic?
Domestic?
What, during y'all's argument?
No. It was like they came to the door and they were just like, they were trying to figure out what was going on. And I was like, She's like obviously in need of something. And I'm like sitting here, you know, I don't know where she was. Like in the hallway, like in between like the
she was standing up.
Yeah, like in the hallway, in between the bathroom.
What was she in need of?
Huh?
What was she in need of?
Well, she was like screaming at me and she was like hitting me and I was like, well, what do you like need? And then she like came at me and fell and then like busted her like lip open. And I was like, I picked her up and I was like, are you okay? Like, what the fuck? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. And like started pushing me off. And I was like, no, like, come here. Like, are you okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. I started crying and shit because, like, I never really seen her, like, bleed like that. And I got her all over myself. I was, like, trying to hold her up like this.
And the police were there talking to you?
Yeah. That's when they, like, came to the door. So, like, she was okay for the most part. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to go answer the door. She was like, okay. So I go answer the door. And it was police.
Okay, so you're not under the influence of anything?
No.
All right, so I'm kind of confused.
It was kind of confusing to start with.
So the police officers came. They never talked to anybody before. Did you talk to the manager by chance? The bartender manager?
No. They leave at like 5:00. They're out of there.
Well, the leasing lady, I think she actually moved the complex.
Oh, that lady with the black hair and the glasses?
Did you talk to any lady tonight?
No.
Nobody came to your house?
No. The one that I think he's talking about lives in the other building.
Okay. So, do you know what happened tonight to your fiance?
Not really, no.
Do you have any weapons or anything in the house?
Oh yeah, I own a shotgun.
Okay. I saw a holster. Is there any other guns?
No. That's for an old BB gun that I have.
Okay. Where's the shotgun?
It's leaned up against the wall by the TV on the, I guess, right hand side.
Talk to a lawyer for advice before he asks you any questions and have him with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you before any questioning if you wish one. If you decide to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you will still have the right to stop answering any time until you talk to a lawyer. Do you understand your rights? All right, do you have any questions about your rights?
So that means I could, like, ask for a lawyer just to come sit here.
It wouldn't happen tonight.
Yeah, that probably not get held. But I'm probably going to get held anyways, huh?
Well, how would we hold you?
Huh?
How would we hold you?
I don't know. It seems like I'm probably going to have to spend the whole night here.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Do you wish to make any statement or answer any questions right now?
No.
Okay, y'all. So, you know, they come in and make nice with him and get his name, like the younger detective's filling out his paperwork. And of course, you can see this all in the video, but the, you know, name, date of birth. Are you from around here? The older detective asks, and he's like, yeah, the old detective. Oh, yeah, I thought I recognized that family name. You know, cause Brooks said he was born and raised there. And that's all just playing him, right? Just buddying up to him, trying to be, non-confrontational, et cetera. And they ask him, you know, questions about living in the apartment. Well, one thing I thought was strange, Brooks says he's 20 and, but he said he's been living in an apartment for 4.5 years. And the older detective's like, well, whose name is the apartment in? He was like, oh, it's in my name. Well, motherfucker, that means you got the apartment when you're 15 and a half years old. I don't think so. Right. And that's just one of many things. But they eventually, I mean, like he said, they only left, he said they woke up at around 11, they played some video games, and the cop was like, well, did y'all eat? And he's like, nah, we're not big eaters. And did you leave the apartment? Yeah, we left, to go to the Quick Trip, which is a convenience store, y'all, to get some water. But before that, he said they had taken a shower. And sometime around 6 p.m., but he wasn't watching his watch. And then, but then he says they go to the Quick Trip to get ice water because their water's on the fritz after he said they had taken a shower. And he just said that, you know, they hung out and did whatever. Now the cop sets them up. And at this point, I probably would advise him his rights already, but not throwing shade on them. That's their decision. But then he's like, yeah, you know, did y'all leave and go anywhere else that day? Nope. Did you talk to anyone that day? Nope. And anyway, so at some point they say, hey, look, the younger detective says, hey, look, we want to talk to you about why we went to your place tonight. Okay. Brooks has never asked not one time, what's this about? Not one time. And why are you talking to me? You know, and then when they get to Miranda and the younger cop skillfully gets him past Miranda and advises him his Miranda rights and then does the consent to question part. And Brooks never asked why, right? He never asked why. And the Miranda, they were like, you talk to anyone today? Anyone come to your apartment? Nope. And nobody but the cops. And it was like, so you didn't talk to the apartment manager? And Brooks describes the apartment manager, but he says, no, I didn't talk to her. Well, we know that's not true. We know they were fighting around 8 o'clock to the point where the apartment manager comes over and says, hey, if you don't stop, I'm going to call the cops, right? We also know that he went downstairs and got Austin Meeks to call 911 and all that. But he just, Brooks says, nope. And of course, you want to let them talk and see what they're going to say. And you already know what you know, right? but you want to see if they're going to make an excited utterance about this or that. But Brooks didn't do that, right? And they're like, I don't really understand. And I'm paraphrasing for you. You just heard it. But they were like, okay, so, you know, the first interaction you had with anyone when the cops knocked at the door, he said, yeah, the cops knocked at the door. They said, well, where were you standing? He said, well, I was standing right behind the counter at the little bar area. And he said that he and Haley had got into an argument over bills. And he's laughing and shit, y'all, throughout this. And they got into an argument over bills, and she came at him, and he accidentally busted her lip, right? He said he started crying because he had never seen her like that, and that's when the cops came to the door. And he said, I opened the door for the police, and you know, they asked me to step outside, so I did, and they went inside and talked to Haley. And they said, okay, where was Haley? She said, she's standing in the hallway, right? And they said, they talked to her? And she's like, he was like, yeah, they talked to her. And he's still not asking about Haley. He's not saying anything about it. You know, what's this about? None of that, right? And, you know, he's insistent that Haley was standing up and the cops talked to her, right? And so finally at some point, the older detective says, look, hey, you know what? I'm confused. Did you talk to the manager tonight? And he said, no, I didn't talk to anyone. And no one came to my apartment. You know, he said, do you know what happened to your fiance? And he says, no. And then they asked him about the weapon. They said, do you have any weapons in your... Oh, yeah, let's go back to the weed part. One of the genius things the cops did was they kept asking him, slipping in there, or, hey, how much you had to drink today? First, I think he said 3 beers. And then later on, they asked him again, slipped it in there. He said 2 beers. And then at some point, they asked him about weed. And it's like, oh, no, I don't smoke that. I don't do that. Maybe years ago. Well, motherfucker, we know there was weed in the apartment, right? And then later on, he changes it to, well, I smoked a couple weeks ago. And when they ask him again, they ask minutes apart just to see if he will give a different answer. And this stupid fucker did. And he's still, again, he's laughing. But it's not, I mean, fuck, it's not funny. And again, I end it with the part where they say, do you know what happened to your fiance? He says, no. Right? And then they asked about the weapon, and he says, I have a shotgun, and it's next to the TV. Okay, you're fucked. Now, at a certain point in interrogation, when you've gone through and called him and all these lies, and look, y'all, there's a lot more that's coming. There's a lot more witnesses because they actually did go places that day, and there's some shit that happened before they got home and everything. And Brooks is not mentioning any of this, but we're going to get to that in later episodes. But at a certain point, you're going to go over it and over it again, like they did before. You're like, okay, motherfucker, you know, the gig is up. I'm not going to sit here. I used to say, you know, I'm going to ask you one more time. And if you feel like you have to lie to me, then don't fucking say anything at all, because you're going to insult my intelligence, right? Yeah. At certain points, you got to get down to the meat of the matter. And that's what's coming in the next episode. And it really gets good. All right. So, right, this episode is all about the setup. I want you to listen to Brooks laughing. Never asking about Haley, never asking about why am I getting a GSR test, why have I been sitting in this room for 2 fucking hours, and everything else. So stick with me. It's very, very important, and at the end, I'm going to break down every single lie, every single discrepancy. I mean, he didn't say anything about talking to Buck outside the apartment, or her kicking him out of the apartment earlier in the night. You know, the manager coming by, Austin Meeks coming up, making the 911 phone call, him holding Haley. You heard all that in the first episode. Fucking almost bizarre because this dude is so clear-headed. I mean, he's a chef. Yeah, didn't you love that shit? He's a fucking chef, but he's only been working as a chef for 2 months, and he does more food prep. Well, motherfucker, you're not a chef, okay? You're a piece of shit. And, of course, this is America. I can give my opinion, and my opinion of him is not a nice thing. But you don't know everything that I know, but it's coming next week's episode. Holy shit. When the cops go from being the good guys to the bad guys, wait till you hear what happens. So, and I'm Woody Overton, your host. Well, that's it. Before we do that, again, y'all go check out our social media, TikTok. I'm doing, you know, putting this stuff on there. It's Real Life Real Crime. And, you know, download the Real Life Real Crime community app. I go there and answer everything first. And listen to the True Crime Time 4, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that I do with Cindy now. Y'all are loving it, and I appreciate that. And it's awesome. The numbers are awesome. And thank you so much for continuing to listen to Scores, the State versus Scott Peterson, the longest series I ever did. And the numbers go up every week, which is crazy, because normally the longer the series, the your numbers go down. But hashtag Justice for Haley, anytime you do a post or whatever, hit it with a hashtag Justice for Haley, because we need the numbers. We need the lifers. Lifers rule. And also, again, don't share anything that's been locked up for the Patreon of convicts. Y'all, that's not just, I mean, it's all the stuff from Haley's case, but we have all the stuff from all the previous cases that's not shared with the general public. And, you know, like 25 more episodes of original Real Life Real Crime. And it's just all kinds of benefits and stuff. So go check it out. But anyway, I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Enjoy your beginning of December, Christmas shopping season, and all that good stuff. And I'm Woody Overton, your host for Real Life Real Crime, the podcast. Until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.